When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome back to Hour 2 on a Thursday. Steve Sippel, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on early break. Hour 2 is always sponsored by our friends at Midwest Bank. Member
FDIC.
Location in South Lincoln at 27th and Jamie Lane. Also at 70th and Pioneers in the Stone Building over there. And what...
It's exclusively stone.
It's Yellowstone.
Go check it out for yourself. You haven't seen it. See if it's stone or not.
I did.
To the breakers.
There's some glass.
Yeah, there's some glass. It's mostly stone.
It's
though.
Not all stone.
It might as well be all stone. It may as well be. It's a compliment. It's a good thing.
Just remember too, they have it at on 27th Street where their other. There are other ones at, right,
27th
Jake?
And...
What is that at, Jake? 27th and...
Jamie Lane. Down by Yankee Hill.
And now they also have going at one on 70th and Pioneer, also the live bait. You can get through the drive-thru. Yeah, so you can just whip in there right there. You can get yourself a dozen night crawlers right there, some minnows like that. They'll right out the chute.
And
so,
all of the tellers are instructed to be able to deliver them.
Deliver. They know exactly how to get to them. So it's nice for the fishermen. You just whip right through the drive-thru, do some banking, and also get yourself some live bait.
Was that the sort of thing that they were doing during COVID?
Was that they started during COVID?
Okay,
they gave out that in margaritas.
Oh
yeah.
Live bait. As long as the margarita had a cap, a top on it.
That's all legal. It's all legal. But Steve's got something going today. It's Thirsty Thursday.
All right.
Wait a second. This is in Creighton.
In Creighton, Nebraska, Midwest Bank. Thirsty Thursday. Steve is supporting all the local home brews. It's for those who brew their own beer. It gives them a platform, Steve, a platform for them to come in and to be able to
home brewers.
Yeah, so there's no charge. It's a sampling.
It's a great.
So when you come in, you get a little sample cup. Mm-hmm. You be able to come in
like
for
a pea cup.
Like, yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's like that, the glass.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you can go around. He's expecting 44. Different home brewers are showing up.
44.
And they're all set up right there. And Steve's made it kind of like a little lounge atmosphere. He's got some beer signs up.
Music
and stuff. Some peanuts are on the floor. You can hear some shelled peanuts. And stuff.
You can just break them on the floor.
On the floor. Just eat some peanuts and have some beer.
Texas Roadhouse used to do.
Exactly.
And Lone Star, back in the day.
Lone Star.
All right, eat a Lone Star.
Outback used to do that too. Back in the day when we were young.
Yes.
When you were young.
Yes.
Anyway. Wow.
So Steve's got, it's Thirsty Thursday, homebrew special. So anyone who's a home brewer can come in, set up in a little cubicle. People can come around and sample their beer.
That's really
it's a platform.
Is he dimming the lights a little bit?
Oh, yeah, the lights are dimmed. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. And then the music is all, there's music, that it's all jukebox music.
That's
you go over and play your own. You go over, yeah, it's a jukebox. Yeah. They got both kinds of music, country and Western.
Yeah, and I bet 38 special.
38 special, they probably do. Yeah. I know Heyman.
Caught up in you.
I know Steve reached out to Heyman. On some different things.
He did,
yeah.
Wow.
He wanted a bunch of Southern Fried Rock.
That's power.
Yeah.
That's those two powerful figures.
Those two guys right together. There. So anyway, so Steve's got that going today. So they got a lot of things going on
at
today.
The bank. So now the peanut thing, that is the floor, what's the floor covered with?
Just nothing. Flat. Nothing. Right on the marble.
Don't need plastic. Come on.
Just throw it down. Just go at it.
They clean it up.
Yeah, so right on the marble. So I didn't even know that it was a marble floor. I would have guessed carpet.
Yeah, I'm not sure. The thing is part marble. I'm not 100% sure on that. I'm going to check back on that.
I asked too many questions. All right, that's what they're doing. That's good.
I will say this also about Texas Roadhouse. me and Laura went to Lowe's right next to Texas Roadhouse, and it's like probably 5 o'clock like that. There must be some Bluebird special or something. The place was packed. We didn't go in, but you couldn't. I'm like, you couldn't get in.
It's always packed.
And you couldn't get. And I told you, we were down in Florida.
Texas Roadhouse.
We were in Florida. We were just driving down this busy road. We're there for Gigi's national dance. And I go, let's go to Texas Roadhouse. I like Texas Roadhouse. We'll sit at the bar at that. Wait, hour and 45 minutes to get into Texas Roadhouse. Hour and 45. Talk about somebody's got a marketing plan figured out.
They found
it. They figured it.
You know where there's one in Manawa, and it's always loaded.
Just loaded.
Loaded. So parking lot's full.
They open their doors up at 4 p.m. almost every day, right? 4 p.m. I think 7 days a week. There's people that are waiting. At 4 p.m.
Yeah.
At 4 o'clock.
That's Bill's age and my age. We eat early.
Yes. They're waiting in the parking lot at 4.
That's kind of amazing.
Before 4 to get in.
Oh, I don't want to lay down with this. I'll get some indigestion if I eat late.
Right. Have you done eating by 5 pronto?
Plus, I'd like early that's dinner. The spot. I want to be in bed right now. It's still light out. Still light out. I want to be all sacked out for the night. I do. The sun thing is just killing me.
Okay. Let's get to Jimbo.
Thank you to Midwest Bank for always sponsoring Hour 2. 464-5685. Call or text, as always, Jimbo.
Yep.
We call Jimba on these airwaves. Jimbo Fisher is back in the news. He's not coaching anymore. He's no longer at A&M, of course. That's Mike
Where's
Elko's
he living
job.
At? He's still living his ranch down in Texas?
I don't know where he's living.
My guess is he's a multiple house guy.
Probably.
He's got the money for that. Well, Jimbo Fisher was on Sirius XM radio with a couple different people this past week talking about a variety of issues. He, on one thing, said that he says ACC and Big 12 teams are becoming glorified junior colleges.
He makes a great point. He makes a great point. And it's something that I don't think people want to hear, which is why I really appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if everybody agrees. I think he's on to something, and it's something I think about. He said, here's what's happening. All of your mid-majors and a lot of your not mid-majors, I'm going to say some of your ACC, Big 12, and old Pac-12, some of those leagues, those schools are becoming glorified junior colleges. And some of those teams used to battle for playoffs and have great teams. They took a 3-star guy or that 4-star guy you missed out on, and they developed him into a heck of a player, and he became a great player at their school, so on. So who's he talking about? He's talking about like Texas Tech.
Mm-hmm.
He's talking about Iowa State. He's probably talking about Wake Forest.
Wake Forest, yeah.
He's talking about these are schools that have proud football traditions, a lot of them, but he's not wrong. They're becoming glorified junior colleges, and we're all just sitting back for some reason and saying, okay, yeah, this is going to be pretty cool. It would not be cool if you were in Ames, Iowa right now.
No, I was talking to Jimmy Burrow, Joe's dad, the other day, and he thought that his number was accurate, that Ohio U, where he coached for a long time, that they lost 10 starters, returning starters.
To what? 10.
What's that? To the portal.
To the portal.
Yeah, yeah.
Starters.
Not players. Starters. That's the difference. When people say, "Well, he's in the portal." Hold it. Now, who's in the portal? And it's like, no, they were dudes. And
think about Nebraska losing 10 starters to the portal.
That'd be significant.
Now, really here's significant. What he says. He's I don't know. I just wonder what the breakers say. What fans say to all this? He used Patrick Mahomes as a great example, who was drafted out of Texas Tech with the number 10 overall pick, 2017. He says in the current paradigm of the sport, he said Mahomes wouldn't spend that. Somebody would come and get him. He wouldn't be at Texas Tech. He wouldn't have ended up starring at Texas Tech because someone would have come and got him. Texas Tech is a good example of a team that's going to get left in the dust. I mean, what you hope is if you're a Texas Tech fan is that you have a very good coach who's very engaged and interested in being an underdog that can maybe knock off these big dogs occasionally. You know, that's it. That's all you got. You're not gonna make a run. Those days are over.
No. Also,
I believe.
Yeah, if I'm a Texas Tech, Wake Forest, I'm not embracing it. I would embrace it if I was in the FCS, where I would tell recruits, you come here and you do really well. I'm at Montana State. You do really well. I'll help you. I'll help
get to another one.
I'll help you get to another spot. I will, because you have to embrace it. I wouldn't, if I'm at Texas Tech, I wouldn't be saying that to someone. Yeah. But
you wouldn't?
Because you're not going to hold them. You're not going to hold them. If you're an FCS school, you think you're going to hold these?
No.
These, you have no chance.
What about at Texas Tech and Iowa State?
I would not. If I was there, I would not be telling the young man, you know, hey, if you do really well, I'll help you someplace
get
else.
Get to Ohio State.
You're in the Big 12. And the Big 12 now has an avenue, a direct avenue to the playoffs.
What Jimbo's saying, though, is that even schools
in the
Big 12.
Oh, they are, though. No, he's right. I just say I wouldn't embrace it that way. I would have a different way I would look at it. But, no, he's 100% accurate with that.
Yeah, it's not – I mean, I don't know. We're in an awkward situation because you don't want to be negative. And I don't know if it's negative or not, just to state the truth. But this is not the college football that – I like.
Well, I think what's alarming is that we all knew kind of that the group of five, you could see them being called, unfortunately.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Get an 11% rebate at Menards. Rust-Oleum Stops Rust custom 5-in-1 spray paint lets you choose from 5 spray patterns with a twist of the dial. It protects indoor and outdoor metal and wood projects for long-lasting results and is available in more than 40 colors. Get started on your painting project at Menards, number one in customer satisfaction among home improvement retailers according to J.D. Power. For more information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
Save big money at Menards.
Junior, a JUCO, basically. But when he's saying ACC, Big 12, these formerly Power 5 conferences, still seen as Power 4. I think they're Power 4 with the SEC, Big 10, ACC, Big 12, calling those two JUCO colleges. Now, that's eye-opening.
Exactly.
But probably truthful to a certain extent.
But he's not wrong. He's not wrong.
I mean, if you're at Cal right now, how are you going to hold on to a player? They're going from the Pac-12 to the ACC.
Right.
And who are they holding on to?
Hard to do.
No one.
I mean, it's just a money discussion. Yeah. If you're a good running back at Cal and you run for 1,700 yards, someone's coming with money, and Cal can't match it.
Nope.
No, they
can't come close.
They wouldn't even try.
They have to. UCLA has to pay him $10 million a year to leave. When the UCLA left to go to the Big Ten, one of the deals that the board, whatever it is,
trustees, whatever.
They're like, okay, you got to give Cal $10 million a year of your money to be able to leave, because Cal can't. They'll just be done. There's nothing they can do to survive it. Mm-mm. And so also, like, talk about weird things. Oregon State, I believe, has won 3 national championships in baseball. Currently 7, and I think right now they're ranked 6th.
6th or 7th, I saw. Top 10.
17 of the 18 players are in the portal. 17 of the 18
really?
Are in the portal, because they're leaving the Pac-12. And so 17
is this okay, Jay?
It's not healthy to me. It's unfortunate. I mean, it's great if you're in the Big Ten or SEC.
Well, that's the right conference right now. Nebraska's
fortunate, but
really fortunate. Can I just put it this way? I'm sorry to interject here. If we were in Ames or we were in Lubbock, the ticket, it's probably closed down. I mean, what? Is people going to be interested? Or is the stadium going to be full?
There's a lot. Correct.
I mean, we're very fortunate that we are a half.
Yes,
Nebraska's a half.
Just remember, there was some talk of not talk. There was fans, like, even like last year, fans are going, we need to get back to the Big 12. We fit that better. It's like, whoa, no. Stay right in the power league that you're in, because you're always relevant. If you're in the Big 10, you always have some relevancy. Just like being in the SEC, you always have it.
See, now here's the thing, and I get where you're coming from on this. And people say it all the time. It's tip. The stadiums are full. Everything's going well. They are right now. It's all good right now. It's all good.
5 years from now, they'll be the.
What's it gonna
four
be?
4 years. Yeah. What's it gonna be?
Yeah. What's it gonna be? It's very short-sighted to say that. That okay, and again, we have to kind of divorce ourselves a little bit because we are a have. We're not affected by this at Nebraska. Nebraska's got money. They're in the right league. But man, you don't have to look very far. If you're in Ames, Iowa, it's whoa. Now wait a second. What's going to happen to Iowa State? You know what's going to happen to Texas Tech?
Because you have to make the decision. It's always like, okay, do we have something that is special here, which means a special donor? I mean, if you have a special donor at Iowa State, that
maybe
says
they're all right.
That you know, these multiple billionaire. I'm gonna do this. If you're not, they're just like, okay, we're just gonna put.
So together. It comes down to that.
It does.
If you got some money,
it does. It does. Comes down to it. Yeah, comes, it does. It comes
Who's
down to that.
Ante up here.
Yeah. Right. Don't just remember the. When did Oregon make its turn?
Phil Knight.
Phil Knight made his turn, and they made all of a sudden they made the greatest. Now they have the greatest facilities, and they also have the NIL with it. So they have the number one facilities in the country, and they have NIL. And where are they at right now?
Top
two or three. Top four.
And where's Oregon State and Washington State?
Yeah, out.
Out.
Yeah, out.
Out. I mean, Washington State used to be kind of a fun story.
They were
story.
Fun to both of them were.
Yeah, Oregon State.
Yeah, a Beaver believer. Are you kidding me? A Beaver believer. Yeah, now they have, now it's like,
They're
I love
done.
Watching Oregon State.
They're
Washington
done.
State, the Palouse. No. Now they're playing in a bunch of Mountain West games. Oh, but they're not in the Mountain West. They can't even win anything in the Mountain West. It's like I said, it's just, and they got left. They didn't even get the time of like, hey, 3 years out from now. This is going to happen. Figure something out. It just ended. All of a sudden, there's like a conference call, and several teams didn't go on the conference call.
Ow.
It's like, hold it. Excuse
Clean
me.
Cough.
Is Washington there? Anyone?
Bueller?
Bueller? Can
just
anyone,
us two.
Who's on the call?
Just us two.
Washington State. I'm here. We're
just,
here.
Just want to go State. Get coffee? Just want to go over to Starbucks?
Imagine me the AD.
We can meet at Starbucks. I don't mind.
Thing they had going for them was they got a huge payout from the conference.
Washington State and Oregon State.
Did they get the money? They got all the money for the – because, like, no, you don't get the money when you're leaving these two schools. But they have nowhere to go.
God bless Jimbo. The people that give voice to it, I really appreciate.
Would he have said that if he was still coaching at Texas A&M?
No.
Probably not.
He's out of the profession?
But that doesn't matter. I mean, the fact is he gave it voice, and that's good. It's better than just shrugging your shoulders and saying, oh, you know, Sip. I mean, this is the way it is.
Also, there's not to get way out of whack here, but I believe the.
You can talk about it.
That the House.
I can't change it, though.
You can't change it.
I think the House versus NCAAs today. I think that's going down today. There's two conferences have already said we're in.
Meaning they're going to take the NIL essentially internal.
What's that? Well, first of all, what they're doing
not
is.
The NIL.
They've agreed. So remember when the NCAA is getting sued. Who is the NCAA? No, it's the acting members.
Yeah, it's the members.
And they all chose to be members of the NCAA. So the money that's getting paid out is coming from this $2.7 billion is coming from the universities. They're all, and that's where they also have all these universities that are just up in arms because they're like, hold it. We don't even play football. We don't even have this. Or we don't have kids on our team. That would have been getting NIL, or it'd have been so minute,
and we got to pay.
And we got to pay.
So you're talking about the back pay.
The back pay.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, the back pay. So there's so many that the NIL in house comes with. It's so complicated right now. You would have to have like you'd have to be like a Ross Dellinger that spends all day. That's all you do is try to figure out what's he's. The other day I texted him. I said, "Can you explain this to me?" He goes, "Not really." He goes, "I'm gonna send you." He sent me a form and a graph of kind of how it played out. And it was like, I go, this is insane trying to figure this out.
Hard.
At the same time, Jimbo's saying, yeah, by the way, all this stuff is going on. So, hey, Iowa State, you owe us all this money. And by the way, you probably won't have a very good team coming up.
And you don't have a lot of money, and you're going to lose your best players probably because you can't pay them.
Yeah.
But Ohio State can, and Nebraska can, and Oregon can, and Michigan can.
And
the halves can.
And they're going to.
Yeah, and that's what it's devolving into. I don't know. It's not. I liked it when like UTEP would come to town with a representative team that maybe could beat you. That's not happening. Okay.
Because everyone that every team you go to, you go, okay, there's a couple of those players that can play for us. Yeah. Every time. UTEP will bring players in to this game that will be good enough to start at Nebraska.
And then what will happen?
There'll be a couple of them.
They'll be gone the next year.
Those guys, they'll stand out and they'll be gone. That was one of the reasons that the coach from Middle Tennessee, and they brought up, hey, let's play a competitive spring game. Let's play against each other, other teams. It's like, I don't want to show you guys my, all of a sudden you're playing against another team. And he goes, look at their left tackle.
Huh. That's what I mean. It hasn't affected the game in general a lot to this point. But like Bill said, 4 or 5 years from now, you'll start to see it more.
Yeah. I mean, it's all going to eventually morph into the Big Ten and the SEC.
Yeah, and that's it.
Two super conferences.
Now, what if you're not in that, though? We'll have a radio show, and there'll be interest, and there'll be a full stadium. But if you're – what if we're in Lubbock? What if you were in the Palouse? What if you were in Corvallis?
We
wouldn't need a show.
Since that vote went down and we're doing 96-9, the ticket in the Palouse, every day is like, how's it going? Not very good.
Terrible.
Just lost 10 guys.
Yeah, we just lost 10 guys to the portal. What's our future? Don't really have a conference. How are we going to get income? That's up there in the SI.
Don't know.
Don't know where that's coming.
Not much income.
Yeah, not much income. Not much we can do here. And so there'll be teams. I used to love watching Washington State play. State game started at 9 o'clock at night. Watching them play, it'd be cold up there. Oh,
I don't know exactly. I don't know how to explain it, Jake. Except for I liked college football when, like, a UTEP could come in and you go, "Oh man, UTEP, not too bad, not too bad." You know, but those days are going away. Those days are going away.
Those players are getting picked off by the
Big Ten. Ohio just lost 10 starters.
They won 10 games last year.
Okay, they won 10 and they lost 10 starters.
Both their quarterbacks, starting quarterback and their backup.
Is that healthy, Jake?
I don't think so, but that's the situation we're in right now. When we come back, Bill's Thrills, cool parenting tips Thursday, an early break on the ticket.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.